91X News.
It's 4 degrees and raining. I'm Matt Kerr with 91X News. The Belleville General Hospital was put in lockdown this morning. 91X News reporter Nicole Klinstever was at the hospital and describes what the scene looked like.
The parking lot right on Dundas Street East, they've got sections of it taped off with crime scene tape around a green Pontiac van. The front windshield is completely tarped off with yellow tarp, and there seems to be a large-size hole in the passenger side window.
Dundas Street is no longer secured, and the hospital is accessible for normal emergencies and admissions. Police are no longer advising drivers to avoid the area. The investigation is ongoing. The Central Hastings WP were finally crowned champs of the Handcuffs and Hoses Hockey Tournament. Last night, the Central Hastings WP defeated the Tweed Fire Department 6-3 in a charity hockey game to raise money for the Tweed Food Bank. Provincial Constable Alana Doy Bull called the tournament a success.
They raised $233 for the Tweed Food Bank, and several food items, non-perishable food items, were collected as well for the food bank.
Doy Bull added the OVP officers were happy they finally got to touch the trophy, as the firefighters have won it the past 7 years. Another case of civil unrest is taking place in the Middle East. Thousands of Syrians shouting, "We want freedom," have taken to the streets around the country. They have defied security agents who try to stop them with gunfire, tear gas, and batons. In Yemen, hundreds of thousands have packed a square in the capital and marched in villages and cities across the nations demanding the country's longtime ruler step down. There have also been massive demonstrations in Oman and in Cairo's Tahrir Square. The woman accused of kidnapping a baby at a fake Bollywood movie casting call in Toronto has pleaded guilty. Michelle Gopal, a 24-year-old model, actress, and aspiring singer from New York, was charged with abduction of a person under the age of 14. She has been sentenced to 2.5 years in addition to the time that she already spent in custody. Brazil's agricultural ministry says it will begin checking food imports from Japan for elevated radiation levels. A statement posted on the ministry's website said that as of April 4th, imports of Japanese foods will only be allowed into the country if they are in compliance with UN norms to ensure food safety. Food products carried by travelers arriving from Japan will also be scrutinized from radiation levels. A conservative backbencher is apologizing to liberal leader Michael Ignatieff for apparently comparing him to the dictator of Libya. Cheryl Gallant, who represents a riding in Renfrew, Ontario, posted a message on Twitter today saying she was sorry for the earlier remark. A screenshot captured last week showed Gallant calling Ignatieff Igafi, an apparent reference to Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Trish Allison with sports.
The Wellington Dukes are heading to the OJHL playoffs. They won their series over the Stillfield Spirit 4-2. The Dukes will now wait for the winner of the Oakville-Kingston semifinal. Game 1 of the playoff finals will be Sunday at 6:30. After beating the Port Perry Mojacks 8-2, the Picton Pirates are heading to the Schmalz Cup semifinals. The Pirates will wait for the winner of the Allison-Walkerton series. Allison leads the series 3-1, with Game 5 being played tonight. There are only 8 teams hitting the ice tonight, with the Calgary Flames being the only Canadian team in action. They'll be in St. Louis to take on the Blues. Philadelphia is in the Garden State to battle the Devils, and the Blackhawks are in Columbus. The Toronto Blue Jays open their 35th season tonight when they host the Minnesota Twins. Ricky Romero will get the opening day start for the Jays. There are 10 other games tonight in the MLB. The Phillies and the Astros are getting underway in Philadelphia. The Cubs and the Pirates will battle on the diamond in the next hour, and later tonight, Dodger Stadium will host the San Fran Giants. The Chicago Bulls have had Detroit's number for quite some time and hope for more of the same tonight. The league-leading Bulls winners of 8 of their last 10 games look for their 12th straight victory over the Pistons at Auburn Hills. The game is one of 13 on a busy NBA night. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. At sports, here's Matt Kerr with 91x weather.
Today, periods of drizzle ending early this afternoon, then cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, high of 6. Tonight, cloudy, 60% chance of showers early this evening, becoming cloudy periods before morning, low of 0. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, 40% chance of showers in the afternoon, clearing late in the evening. Sunday, sunny with a high of 12. It's 4 degrees. I'm Matt Kerr with Trish Allison. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
Quinty's new rock source, 91X, is